Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Dalet Tammuz, the 3rd of July, Rav Chaim Bleier Shlita, Bishul Akum. This week's Torahway has been sponsored Le'eloi Nishmois, Yosef Ben Moshe, Perel Basha Bas Yosef, Chana Bluma Bas Yosef, Elimelech Ben Fishel, and Svi Ben Fishel Hashem Yim Chaim Domom.
Wish everyone a good woch, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to say Divrei Torah under the circumstance of start the day the Torah way. And we also thank my demechutin, Reb David, for making his shul available for such a gewaldige opportunity to be marbitz Torah for people to learn Torah. We want to address something where sometimes when a shaila comes up, it's very important that the rov or any person who's answering the question should understand the metzias advorim. Sometimes a shaila could be asked, and he takes on that the metzias is one way, and from that he builds a whole heta or a issa according to what his understanding is. But in the reality, could very well be that the metzias is completely different, and therefore the halacha will change accordingly. And that comes up very often in different scenarios, especially in the kashrus industry, where the person has to be fully aware of the metzias and the what's actually going on when it comes to machinery and different types of things. So we'll want to bring this one example out in a shaila which we once had, where the rov understood the situation being one way, and really in reality it's got something completely different, and therefore the halacha, the chlal doesn't start, the shaila doesn't start, and it completely changes the halacha. This example we'll bring out in a shaila of Bishul Akum, which once came up many years ago in Yerushalayim, where people were looking for different ways of making parnosa. So they invented a type of machine, a vending machine, which produces French fries, potato chips. In Oifen, where you put in 5 shekel, they put them on the streets of Yerushalayim, even in Meshorim. They put, your person puts in 5 shekel, he waits 3 minutes, and out pops a portion of hot, oily French fries. Gewaldig, you don't have to wait in a pizza store, in a falafel store for your French fries, you get it instantly. Rovan B'nai Brak writes a tshuva and publicizes it in a kuntras, and it says that there's a serious problem, a serious shaila of Bishul Akum. What's the problem? We know that if a goy cooks something in a pot, and then not only is the food osal Bishul Akum, but we paskin that the blias of what's in the pot will also become osal. And therefore, even if a yid goes and cooks his potatoes and after the goy cooked it, the Yiddish food will be osal because it has blias of Bishul Akum. So the Srov was Moira, that what happens if a goy, and there's plenty of goyim in Yerushalayim, there's there's Arabs, there's different Filipinas, goiters, which can help out the Yiddish housewives. So what happens if a goy puts in 5 shekel, he creates himself a portion of chips, so now he goes away with his chips, but the blias of Bishul Akum remain in the pot where his French fries were prepared. Comes 5 minutes later, Yid puts in his 5 shekel, takes out a portion of chips, thinking that seeing that behechshei dachredis, because the potatoes were behechshei dachredis, what can go wrong? When in reality, it's also to eat these chips because it has blias of Bishul Akum. That was what the Rav came up with, and he publicized this psak, and that is also. So even on that basis, we addressed, we wrote him a letter, and saying that even if there's a problem of Bishul Akum, l'chor, there's many tzodim to maintain and establish that there's a derech heta. And so we'll try and talk out some of the points, which gives a general idea of what's the halachos of a Bishul Akum, and then we'll see what the lemais of the metzias was. In order for something to be also as Bishul Akum, there's 2 conditions which we need to have. One of them has to be oil al shulchan malachim, the food has to be the type which is served at a banquet, at a choshev asuda, where people will be impressed. Oh, I'm being served the choshev Michael, because there there's the chashash. The whole reason of bishlachim is because of chasnus. Maybe you'll come to marry the goy's daughter, and there's the chashash that you might come to intermarry. So, where there's a choshev asuda, and you're impressed, you feel a choshev that some choshev food was served for you. There, there's the chashash of chasnus. But if it's a very cheap food where there's no etzem chashivas, a person doesn't get impressed, and therefore there's no chashash chasnus. So that's one condition. Another condition is there has to be einanech keshuchai. That means it has to be a very very choshev improvement. Meaning, so for if something is, you could eat it raw, for example, carrots, where they're eaten raw, but some people prefer them cooked. So there, there's no problem with bishlakum, because the improvement which the goy has done is not so vast, it's not so tremendous in order to be choshesh and have a korsa toy for the goy for the thing that is cooked. So for example, carrots is nechal kishu chai, there's no major improvement by having cooked carrots, and therefore there's no problem of bishlakum. Ashenken, something which is not eaten raw, for example, potatoes, which is not eaten raw, so there's a big improvement by the goy cooking them. So then there's a chashash of chasnus, maybe you'll come chas v'sholom to marry out. So whenever there's a nidin of bishlakum, we always have to be done on these two nekudas. Is it a nechal keshuchai? And sometimes even that is, sometimes it's only nechal keshuchai b'shasat chak. It's mostly eaten in one way and sometimes mostly eaten the other way. Then we also have to be done whether it's olal shulchan melachim. So in the Friedrich Poskim, we already have a nidin where the Chochmas Adam says that potatoes in general, erd apple, as he refers to it, is olal shulchan melachim. Comes along the Orcha Shulchan and says that was maybe in the times of the Chochmas Adam where it was a scarce food and it wasn't a billiger food, and therefore Zolat Shulchan Melachim. The Orcha Shulchan says that in his days, where it was a very, very common food and it was even a cheap food, it was a peasant food, so potatoes in general were not Zolat Shulchan Melachim. And the truth is that every generation has to be done according to its generation. Sometimes it could be Zolat Shulchan Melachim, and times can change, and then it... the din will also change accordingly. We know that we go to a chasana, it's not uncommon for even in a choshev asuda, the queen is very, very likely to serve a dish made out of potatoes, and therefore pashtus potatoes will be considered olal shulchan melachim. But then we have to be done. Do we look at potatoes in general, or do we look at each way potatoes were prepared? As for example, plain boiled potatoes, if you take just plain boiled potatoes and boil them in water, pashtus, that won't be olal shulchan melachim, but mashenken roasted or flavored, or if it's prepared in a different way, then that could be olal shulchan melachim. So how do we look at potato chips, french fries? Would a person be served french fries by a choshev asuda? So maybe on the kids' table, there'll be a portion of french fries at a chasana, and there'll be many adults running to get the french fries because they prefer the french fries than their own decorated, scarcely spread out food. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't give it the chashivas of because it's served at a chasana. Sachakol, you see that french fries are served as a kid's meal and not at a choshev main side dish at a choshev meal. So on that we have the, and then even in that, do we look at, is it possible to say that French fries which come out crispy and tasty, where all you have to add is a bit of salt and ketchup, then those could be served, those could be considered as olal shulchan melachim. But if anyone would have seen these chips which coming out of these machines, where they were literally very, very soggy and like dripping in oil, something which the quality which comes out is completely very, very far from something which be olal shulchan melachim. The way it was prepared was in a very, very cheap and very fast food moifen, where that doesn't look befitting for any choshev person b'chlal. Sorry?
It can't be eaten raw either, sorry.
It needs any of them. Any of the conditions could be a heter. That means we need both conditions in order that should be also. So if it would be nechel keshuchai, if it's ain't nechel keshuchai, but not olal shulchan melachim, that would be enough to be matir. So in that we have the Ramah. The Ramah talks about this afunim kluim, which is peas, roasted peas is oilal shel chumlochim. So there's a machlokas when the Ramah says roasted peas, was he implementing that dafka roasted peas will be oilal shel chumlochim as opposed to cooked peas will not be oilal shel chumlochim, or he just picked the afunim kluim, roasted peas, but he wasn't deliberate on his words. And therefore, even Sai, all types of peas, the Ramah is saying that's Ola Shochem Lochem. Many poskim take on that it's, his words are Abadafka. And therefore, when the Ramah says only roasted peas are Ola Shochem Lochem, but cooked peas, he's implying that cooked peas will not Ola Shochem Lochem. And from there, we see that there could be, even if it's within peas, we could differentiate between the way of cooking, whether it's cooked peas or roasted peas. So that's the starting point, that even if could be potatoes is oilal shel chumlochem, could be that even chips is sometimes oilal shel chumlochem, where in theory we hold that it's not chips, bechlal, French fries are not oilal shel chumlochem, but nevertheless these types of chips were definitely not the type which is oilal shel chumlochem. Another big nekuda is the method that it's cooked, because this Rav took on Bapshitas that the way which these French fries were prepared, they must have a little microwave in that big machine, and they were heated up in a method of a microwave. Now, is microwave cooking subject to Bishul Akum, where the Chazal said that the way you normally cook, that is subject to Shulchan Melochim, to Bishul Akum. But the Gemara, the place can take on that if it's smoked or kovush, any way which is not the official way, the derech of bishul, then that doesn't have the dinim of a bishul akum, because then again it wasn't the ways of cooking in the Bimei Chazal. So he wanted to shtelzu to steaming. Today in most factories, the way they cook there is not aliday esh. There's no fire underneath the pots, but they have big ginormous. Pots where wrapped around it is pipes, coils of steam going through these pipes, and you adjust the temperature according to how hot you want the water in the pot. That's called steaming. There's one center of where the steam is created in one part of the factory, and that goes through pipes through all the different parts of the factory in order to create the heat to generate in the pots. But there's no batsam fire, so it's really the way that it's being cooked is aliday toldus eish, and the poskim discussed whether toldus eish, whether steaming is subject to bishul akum, where many poskim say that lemaisa, because this method of cooking wasn't bimei chazal, therefore even today it doesn't have any problems of bishul akum. Other poskim say that because lemaisa has become a universal method of cooking, and if the factories have implemented this way of cooking, it's become an accepted way of cooking, and therefore it is subject to bishul akum. And most the better kashrus authorities will maintain that because this is the way of cooking, it does have the problem of bishul akum.
Why do you call it bishul akum? If you're going to a Yiddish shop and he pays, he gets the same you pay and the machine akum.
So there's a big difference between bebeis yisrael or bebeis goy. If it's something done with basis roll, then there's easier, but still, nevertheless, even if it's you have a Yiddish restaurant and the goy switches on the fire, lemaisa it's bishul akum, and that's one of the biggest problems today in hotels, where a person goes to a Yiddish hotel and has a hechsher, and they say that all the ingredients of the best hechsherim. But nevertheless, one of the biggest problems in hotels today is bishul akum. A person can come to a hotel, if the goy switches on the fire, and generally in the hotels you have a goyish chef, because they're the experts, they've studied it, and you have to have a certain degree in order to be able to be accepted in a choshava hotel. And therefore, even if all the ingredients are 100% kosher, but if the goy switches on the fire, then it'll be 100% amosa to eat, even with the best hechsherim. So you're relying on the mashkiach who comes early in the morning. If breakfast starts at 7 o'clock, the mashkiach has to be there at 5 in order to switch on the fire. Now, if he comes at 5, it's very, very good. He's fortunate. But if he wakes up late, because he had a late malav malka the night before, and he shows up at 6 o'clock, then the food is already bishul akum. The chef is not going to wait till the mashkiach comes, because they can't delay in a five-star hotel, you can't delay breakfast because the mashgiach didn't come. So nevertheless, he's going to go and start cooking at 5 o'clock, where the mashgiach only shows up at 6 o'clock, and vast amounts of that food will be also to eat al bishlakum, even though all the ingredients of the best achshem. So that's always a concern, even the basis role, even in a Yiddish place, there could be problems of a bishlakum, and that's something which another reason why you'll need a good hechsher to make sure that there's no problems of bishlakum.
If you leave on one small pile of light, would that work like on Yom Tov?
Right, so many kashrus authorities adopt that method, and if there's conditions, how much if that pilot light is enough to cook something, or if it has enough power,
but the pilot light is on. No, the goy turns on the oven.
Right, many kashrus authorities adopt that as a heter, and that's the way they get around the issa of bishlakum.
Good,
but
they don't rely on that.
Yeah, true. That there's also an afkamina between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, where the Mechabe is more machme. The Mechabe holds that it's not enough to switch on the light. The food actually has to be placed onto the fire, alidei yid, and therefore that will always take everything a stage more chomer, and it's even harder to make sure that there's a bishlakum. The Ramo holds that it's enough to switch on the fire. The same heter which we have by Pasakum, the Ramo adopts that heter by Bishlakum, but if someone goes to Minigah Mechaba, then he'll run into that problem as well. There's another Nidin that do we have a. There's a Machloikis HaPoiskim where the Blias of Bishlakum, Hayois, that the whole Is of Bishlakum is not so Chomet, so, and it's Is of Drabonon, but do we say that Blias of Bishlakum or Bottle Beroiv? Or do we say that the bottle b'shishim? Generally, in general Isurim, we know that that it's bottle b'shishim. The Shach holds that by bishlakum, blias of bishlakum is bottle b'roiv. If it's bottle b'roiv, that means if we would need shishim, then the contents of a pot never have shishim neged the blias, which are muvla into the walls of the pot. But if you have, if we need roiv, then there could very well be roiv in the pot neged the walls, the thickness of the walls, which are saturated with blias. So this could be another tzad to be matted, that even if a goy created blias of issa of bishlakum in the walls of, but if let's say another person came, another yid went after him and cooked the blias, cooked his chips. So now those chips will are better than the blias. Any blias coming out of the walls will be bottle baroy. But on that we have a problem of Ein Mevatel Nesa L'Katchila. If you know you have an Issa, Bittl only helps if something fell in, Shishim or Roiv, then we hold that that the Blias don't Asa because it's a bottle Baroiv or Shishim. But we're definitely not allowed to go L'Katchila to be Mevatel Nesa L'Katchila. So if you see someone else coming and buying his chips afterwards, then we can the third portion of chips coming afterwards, that will be Besedi, because if we take on that the Blias or bottle Baroiv, then it's Mercedes, because we can take on that the middleman, his chips already became mutter because of, and he wasn't aware of the problem, so wasn't over on Bittel Issa L'Katchila. Now the man coming afterwards can say that now my chips are fine because it's already done Kilu Giul, and it's done Kilu Hagola, and therefore it's not a problem. But that will only help because by Bittel Issa L'Katchila, we're not allowed to be mebatel issa l'katchila. So what would be the heter? The heter is that if it's a sofik, because we pass hayos that the whole issa of mebatel issa l'katchila, we take on that issa d'rabbanon, and therefore the poskim say, Rebbe Kveger says in Hilchos Taruvos that if there's a sofik whether bichlal I'm being mebatel issa l'katchila, then I'm allowed to be mebatel issa l'katchila. The whole issa of ein mebatel issa l'katchila is only a vadai, but on a sofik it's mutas. So therefore, if I don't know that a goy went and cooked, and I'm only have to maybe assume, maybe at some point Goya cooked these chips, then we have a problem of Ein Mevatel Nesa L'Katchila. But if the whole thing is a sofik, I'm not aware, I didn't see a goy taking his chips, then I don't know that became Bishlakum. And therefore, it's only a sofik when I go and take my chips. This is all according to if we hold that there is a problem of Oila Shulcha Melochim by chips. But again, it would be another tzad that even if there would be a problem of bishlakum by this case of chips, but we still have the heter of mevatle nisa lekatchila when it's a sofik, and therefore be'etzim it should be mutter to create such a portion of chips.
It's a sofik or not? If you see someone that doesn't look Jewish in front of you,
right, so that would be a problem. So the truth is that that's another machlokes. If you see an Arab, they're unmistakable. And if you see a Filipino, then it's also al piroi, we'll take on a Filipino is a goy. So then you have the middle people. But so generally there's another machlokes, whether a muma, someone who's a complete fryer person, who's a koifer, b'toris moisha, then there's a machlokes. The Pesach Tshuva brings the tutsodim, whether he also creates a bishul akum. So generally, many poskim try to be machmir, where other poskim more lenient machsherim will be mekel on a mumah, on a yid, but no, it doesn't. He's not shem retorim mitzvahs. So that would also be another thing. If you have a sofik, whether it could be he's a yid al kaponim, he definitely won't be looking like an Orthodox Jew and be a goy. So if he looks like you have a sofik, whether he's a friar or a goy, then al kaponim you have another sofik to that. Even if he's a yid, could be that's also, but that could also be a problem.
Is putting in his 5 shekel or pressing a button, is that called bishul?
If that's the way,
is that something else that takes place inside?
If that's the derech to switch on the machine, I mean, any oven, you turn the dial of the oven. Okay, it's also you creating an electric current to switch on an element to start cooking. But because on Shabbos, you'd zecher be over on such a thing, because you're doing a pola, and that pola is switching something on. It's not like a gromov of miles away. In current situations, and there's a big machlekas, and some kashrus authorities also rely on this. What happens if you switch on the oven, even in a hotel, with an app? Today, everything's become, from the far. You can be in the United States and switching on an oven in China with an app. If you have you're the only person that can switch on this oven, and because it's connected to your phone, does that create Bishul Yisrael? Is it called that I switched on the fire? Because then, I think Starkey in the United States rely on this heter. They give hechsherim to many big factories all over, and especially in Nogea, in the days of COVID, where people travel was very restricted, and the Klal Yisrael still needs kosher products. Some kosher authorities, and at some times B'Shas Hadchak, they relied on switching on the oven on the app from thousands of miles away, and nevertheless it was considered Bishul Yisrael.
So
Mosgiach
can come late.
Sorry? But this is the better. They call themselves better hechsher because they don't rely on the app. But then when he comes late, then you have proper bishul akum.
Would it be over a bishul Shabbos in such a case?
We were clearing. Someone switches on an oven with an app from miles away. Is he over on Shabbos? Could be meleches machshavos. We shouldn't derive from there that a person is allowed to because you're not over on Shabbos. It's poshut that it's also the shaila whether you be over on the issa deraisa of gromet zicha, a case of gromet zichas. But if a person would be over on the real issa of Shabbos, aliday switching on the fire, aliday app, the poskim are done.
If he puts it on in New York and in China, it's already. It's already Sunday.
That's another clear. If there's a difference in time, do you have to keep Shabbos according to where you are? Because the Maisa you did over here. So just because in China, over there it's toil on your Maisa. So you have to keep Shabbos, you and your Shvisas Kelim. But for you it's Shabbos, then.
Am I allowed to put on that in China so it's a cooking Shabbos?
If for you it's Chol?
It's not Shabbos.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you thinking about that?
So when I wrote to this Rav and pointed out these points, so he wasn't happy with saying that potatoes is not Bishul Akum because potatoes is Oilal Shechem Elochem, and he said he asked people and said that at Chassanas they do serve French fries, which on that I still hold that people do not serve at a chasna French fries. It's not something which is acceptable. Like we explained before, maybe on the kids' table, but it's not something which an adult will be happy if he gets at a chasna French fries. Then he shall sue that.
If the queen likes French fries.
Sorry?
If the queen likes French fries.
They still won't serve it as at an official banquet. A garden party, she won't serve it.
Yeah,
she does what she likes. In privacy, she does what she eats what she likes. But at a banquet, she has to keep to the state rules.
Is there any difference between an Arab and a Christian in the Shlakab rules?
Yeah, no, on Klapa that there's no difference because it's not Tola on Ovid Avodah Zarah.
Ah, it's on
there's other things which you're right, there's differences where Arabs are not Ovid Avodah Zarah, they don't have a din of Ovid Avodah Zarah, yeah. Where Christians, Pashtus, and they do believe in Avodah Zarah, but when it comes to Bishlakum, there wouldn't be a difference.
It's purely intermarriage, yeah?
Sorry?
Purely intermarriage problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other tushtal, he said that like mareches kitor, which is the steaming, we take on l'chumra. All the kashrus authorities take on that l'chumra because that's an established way of cooking. So he wants to shtel to that microwave cooking would also be subject to bishlakum because today that's become a general way of cooking. Where on that we all still hold that it's very very different. Factories would use the way of steaming as an accepted way of cooking. But a microwave, no factory will rely on a microwave. It's a completely different type of cooking. Here you're cooking with hot water. The shaila is, how do you get the hot water? Steaming. Do you get the hot water with a fire, or do you get the hot water created by a steam? So that's the nidden by steaming. But microwave, it's a completely different way of cooking, where it's not derech bishul b'chlal. It's the waves connect to the water molecules in the items of food and triggers a reaction in them where they get hot. But it's not, we don't look at it that something is cooked in a different media. And therefore, even if the most poskim take on that, steaming would be a problem of bishlakum, but it doesn't tell us that microwave cooking is subject to bishlakum, and therefore we still have that al-kaponim as a tzad to say that there wouldn't be a problem over here. And then again, he had another few tainus, which each one wasn't established on what he was saying. But what happened to Maisa is Hashem in Eliyodi, one of the times when I was walking down the street and passing one of these machines, so I see that the technician is right there fixing or filling the machine with French fries, taking out the money, taking out the 5 shekels and his thing. So I stopped and I asked him, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? And can you explain me exactly how the machine works? And like, because it could have halachic ramifications. So first of all, what we established is that in order that the chips, the French fries, should be able to be cooked in a 3-minute time slot, what they do is they buy from a company which produce potatoes, French fries, which are half cooked already. They've been cooked in a factory. And they've been half fried, and all the machine has to do is just take them from 50% cooked to 100% cooked. So therefore, you minimize the time of cooking. So they come frozen in a packet where they're half cooked already. And then he fills the chamber where these French fries are kept, and betim, it's a type of freezer where they're kept because otherwise they'll go soggy or moldy in no time. So they're kept in a compartment which has a freezer in it. And once it has a freezer, when you put in 5 shekel, it spits out a certain amount of chips into hot oil, where the hot oil, again, the oil is always hot because if it would be from cold, it'll take more than 3 minutes to heat up oil to cook chips in it. So on two accounts, we saw that there wasn't a problem here because there's a din in Bishlakum that if something is pre-cooked or half-cooked or a third-cooked, alidei yid, kemach ben derisoi alidei yid, then even if a goy goes and finishes the cooking, the two-thirds or a third, he finishes the cooking, then it's not subject to bishlakum because it was already cooked by yid. So therefore, really, the whole shaila didn't start bichlal over here, because if you would have only known this prat, this piece of information, that the chips are already half-cooked by a Yiddish company with a badatz heksha, so then the chips are 100% beseder. The fact that a goy cooks it weiter and takes it from 50% to 100%, that doesn't entail any problems of bishlakum, and therefore there won't be any problems of blius of bishlakum. That was point number one. And point number two is that the oil is continuously hot. It has a low number, and when you put money in, then it boosts up and heats it to 100% cooking qualities. So, Mamela, who plugged in the machine initially, as long as you make sure that the machine is owned by a Jew and he plugs in the machine, he switches on the machine. So it's called that the Yid heated up the oil. If the Yid heated up the oil and it stays continuously hot, then there's vaita, no problem of Bishlakum. But the second point will be correct, like you pointed out, this will be machlokes of the Mechaba and Ramo. Because the Mechaba holds that it's not enough that Yid lights the fire. The Mechaba holds that the Yid has to actually put in the food onto the fire. So according to the Ramo, just the second point would already be enough. As long as the Yid switched on the fire, it could work for 6 months. Like in that oifen, that anything cooked afterwards would be called Bishul Yisrael. According to a Sfardi, who goes with the Psak of the Mechaba, he would have a problem on the second point, because the Maaseh doesn't help that the Yid switched on the fire. We need that continuously, that the Yid should put the food onto the fire. But Al Kaponim, on the first term, the Mechaba would also hold that in a case where the food is half cooked from beforehand, then even if a goy goes and continues cooking, so therefore there won't be a problem of a bishlakum. And here we've demonstrated the point that Anochanama, this Rov, he took on an assumption that this is the way it works, and according to that assumption, he boita Issa and said that people can't use this machine, and whoever invested money in this machine, he caused him agmas nefesh and losses of financial losses because he came out that it's Issa. And really, if he would have only inquired and gone in and delved how exactly the machine works, then he would have seen that it's muta lekatchila and there's no problem of bish lakum to start with. Wish everyone much hatzlach on everything they do this week.